listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. I'll be your chauffeur and guide as we cruise through the highway and various regions of the blues on our ultimate blues tour. I hope within the next hour and in subsequent shows I can introduce you to the blues in its many forms. We'll take a musical road trip and cruise the many waters of the blues from the early 20th century through its evolution to today and where it's headed tomorrow. So join me this next hour as we start cruising the blues. Fasten your seatbelts, here we go.
Yeah, you got me licking gravy, baby.
Harmonica seems to be a key element in a lot of certain styles or regional areas of the blues genre. Today I want to look back at one of the more modern-day blues harp players, who although passed away in 1990 at an early age of 45, made a mark in the blues world with his style of blues, jump, and swing music. The musician was William Clark. He was considered by many as one of the best West Coast blues-style harmonica players, along with such names as Rod Piazza, Mitch Cashmere, Mark Hummel, and then Clark's mentor, George Harmonica Smith, whose style Clark carried on after Smith's passing. So today, let's pay tribute to this great contributor of the blues music scene, the late William Clark today on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Well, it's right around the corner. about. I need some money in my pocket, 'cause I feel like I'm sinking down. Baby, sure enough it's true. My heart is aching, calling on out to you. This sad dream, you wonder why. Well, this is my last goodbye. So many smiles down through the years, but my laughter, baby, shown up ton of tears. Seemed like the truth, turned to a lie. Well, this is my last goodbye. There's one thing I know, that my love follows you where you go. It's time to say, no need to cry. Well, this is my last goodbye.
We're taking a look back at one of the best West Coast harmonica players to grace the blues world, the late William Clark. Clark was born in Inglewood, California on March 21, 1951. He began playing harmonica in 1967 and was soon performing in Los Angeles area clubs. Soon after, he struck up an association with blues harmonica virtuoso George Harmonica Smith, who I mentioned earlier as his mentor. And the two began playing regularly together in 1977, and their partnership lasted until Smith died in 1983. The West Coast blues sound is a little different from the other regional blues. Swing and jump style music was more incorporated in this style, which Clark was deeply into. Not to say that he didn't play Chicago style as well, he was just primarily considered a stalwart of the West Coast style. He performed with West Coast guitar greats Hollywood Fats, Junior Watson, Kid Ramos, Alex Schultz, Rick Holmstrom, just to name a few. Clark had 20 albums he left us, which not only allows us to hear this style of blues, but shows how busy this musician was. He toured extensively, which eventually led to health problems and eventually became his demise. Let's get back to some more of the music of William Clark. You're listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack.
Back home to stay. If I can can dig one thing, I must enjoy my yesterday.
talk with you. Well, it's been a long time, baby, darling, since I sat down and had a talk with you. My mind's been drifting, sweetheart, and I feel so far away. With an aching heart and a worried mind, I feel like I'm failing. Feel like I'm failing by degrees. Well, I need to sit down and talk with you, baby, just to give my baby, darling, I need you. just to talk with you.
Clark produced his sixth album, he decided to send a tape to Bruce Iglauer, president of Alligator Records. The explosive, soul-drenched performances caught Iglauer off guard. He said, "I couldn't believe how such a wonderful harp player and such a terrific writer, singer, and arranger could have been a secret for so long. I knew we had to sign him." Clark's Alligator debut, Blowin' Like Hell, was released in 1990. Billboard called this album a model of what contemporary blues records should be. Strong, soulful tunes, ballsy vocals, and refined harmonica. Suddenly, Clark and his band were in demand all over the country. They accepted over 250 bookings throughout the United States and Europe in 1991 alone. They gained new fans everywhere they played. In 1991, Clark won the Blues Music Award for Blues Song of the Year with his composition, Must Be Jelly, from his Blowing Like Hell album. I'll be right back with some cuts off of Clark's award-winning album, Blowing Like Hell. You're listening to Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Just like a top. Yes, my heart is heavy, my head's spinning just like a top. But my spirit's getting weak and my body's about to drop. Miss my friends and this little girl of mine.
it's spinning just like a top. And my heart is heavy, my head's spinning just like a top. I'm gonna reach my destination if I got to run, walk, go hop. But how long, darling, how long? Baby, how long, darling, how long? How much more longer, baby, until and I will come back.
That was Trying So Hard off the late William Clark's debut album, Blowing Like Hell, which was on Alligator Records label. William Clark was noted for his West Coast blues style of harmonica playing, as well as his songwriting and singing with a voice that was as big as they come. Here's his award-winning song from this album, Must Be Jelly. We'll follow that with Lollipop Mama, a tribute to the great late William Clark today, on Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Must be jelly, baby, 'cause jam don't shake like that. It must have been jelly, sweetheart, 'cause jam don't shake like that. I'm in love, yes, I'm in love, because a girl's so big and fat. You know she takes me in her arms, and she called me her little boy. You know she takes me in her arms, and she called me her little boy. You know she does just what she wants, because I'm my baby's toy.
say, baby, 'cause jam don't shake like that. It had to be jealous, sweetheart, because jam don't shake like that. Yes, I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love, because the little girl's so big and fat.
Clark was married to his high school sweetheart, Jeanette. I found an article with Jeanette's reminiscing some of their history. This is what she had to say about her and William's early times. When I met Bill, we were in history class. I was 15, he was 16. I had heard Junior Wells and thought, that was it. I loved his music. But when Bill tooted on the harmonica one day, I said, wow, that sounds sexy. This is sort of how Bill and I got together, the blues. Well, from then on, he played. He first played the drums when I met him. He never sang in front of me for years, but would practice for 8 to 10 hours a day locked in the bathroom. We were newlyweds, and this was weird to me. I always thought he loved the harp more than me. I pretty much saw Bill evolve into a master on the harmonica. Here's more of the music of William Clark on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack.
Extreme when you come around. Don't wag your tail when you see your face. You walk around here partly like your own place. My kids are smiling, sitting on your knee. Feel like my house don't belong to me. One day you're gone and you better stay. Daddy gonna take your breath away. Try to be a friend, but you want it all. You wanna be the mule kicking in my stall. I'm the only mule who kicks in my bed. Gonna lose your life or wind up dead. Lose your life, you're gonna lose your life. Life.
feel so happy and feel so strong. My wife will keep back the loving on me. A happy life of my destiny. Learn a lesson cause I was wrong. Never let no friends hang around your home. Like Sneaky Pete or Playboy Joe. It might be the man next door. You're gonna lose your life. Lose your life.
Clark died November 3, 1996 in Fresno, California. He was hospitalized just prior to a solo gig in Fresno and died as a result of complications from a bleeding ulcer. In previous months, Clark had collapsed at a club in Indianapolis in March and was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. Following his release, he embarked on a strict regimen to regain his health and strength. He lost weight and stopped drinking. He said during a well-received summer and fall tour, "I've lost more than 60 pounds, and I try to eat a good diet when I can," he told writer John Bruning in late September. "It was a wake-up call for me, but things kind of fallen into place since then." Blues writer and producer Dick Sherman commented, "It's always especially sad when someone makes great steps to get their act, health together, then doesn't have enough time to show the world what they can do with the situation. He was one of the best harp players out there, with maybe one of the biggest tones, a bluesman with as much soul and swing in his music as anyone could ever ask, and a real friend and family man." We got time for one more song that seems rather appropriate to end our tribute with. It's a song titled, "Somebody Is Calling Me Home." The music of William Clark today on Cruisin' the Blues with Mr. Jack. Oh,
It's all kind of trouble, baby. Feel like I lost my friends. Feel like my whole life is coming to an end. I know it's time for me. I hear somebody call me home. Oh, it's been a long, long journey, baby. I'm going back where I belong. Feel like a million miles from nowhere, all alone by myself, with no money in my pocket, baby. Good times up and left. I hear somebody calling me. Somebody is calling me home. Sweetheart, finally I'm going home. Calling me to come back home.